My name is Cindy Bobbitt, and I'm an elected county official from Oklahoma, a population very rural, 4,500 people in my county. So when I say rural, I mean really, really rural. I am here to represent the National Association of Counties, and I do serve as the vice chair on our NACO Transportation Steering Committee. Like I said, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be talking to you right now for the next few minutes, but later let's get together and let's have that dialogue where we can exchange ideas, because that's what we're really here for. I just want to give you some brief information on counties. I know a lot of people understand more of the municipalities, government, and different things like that, but counties are kind of unique, so I'm going to give you a lot of history here. Collectively, counties own 39% of the national bridge inventory and 45% of our national roads. And there are 3,069 counties across the United States. County elected officials are responsible for critical transportation assets and are keenly aware of investments needed to address the mobility, safety, and economic needs of our communities. Roughly two-thirds of the nation's 3,069 counties are considered rural, with a combined population of 60 million people. Safety is one of the greatest concerns for rural counties, with the fatality rate on rural roads being about 2.5 times greater than that on urban roads. I think that's the third time today you've heard that. So if you don't leave with anything else, just make sure you know that it's 2.5 times greater. And in 2012, 19% of the U.S. population lived in rural counties, but the road fatality was 54%. I believe you've heard it's been over 50%. You've heard 55, so it is very serious out there, the number of road fatalities that we do have. Working together, county elected officials, professional staff, and safety officials can leverage our combined knowledge of safety and community issues to reduce road crashes, injuries, and death. Effective collaboration and communication among community and safety stakeholders are necessary in order to achieve determined yet achievable safety goals. While local roads are less traveled than state highways, they have a higher rate of crashes involving fatalities and serious injuries. This is due to a number of factors, like the physical characteristics of our roadways, including capacity and conditions, behavioral issues such as higher speeds, reduced seatbelt use, and higher rates of impaired driving, as well as emergency medical response times. Like David told us, it takes longer for our responders to get to the rural areas when the crash has been there. So it just, and then once we get there, it takes a while to get them back to town to a hospital. So it's a time factor. America's rural counties face a number of challenges in providing adequate transportation infrastructure to meet the needs of our communities, regions, and national economy. First, rural counties are facing numerous challenges that strain local funding options. America's rural counties are experiencing declining population with aging, and younger residents are seeking retirement and job opportunities in the suburban and urban areas. Ongoing population losses reduces our tax base, which has a direct effect on our ability to fund our transportation projects. Generally, counties use a combination of local, state, and federal dollars to fund their transportation investments, with the majority of the funding coming from state and local sources. Counties raise local revenues for transportation through a variety of sources, and it's different state by state. Due to these local funding constraints, rural counties depend on strong local, state, federal partnerships to deliver transportation investments that are critical to our communities and our national economy. Second, rural counties are experiencing increasing and shifting demands on our transportation infrastructure. Our nation's deteriorating transportation infrastructure is not only a concern for local rural economies, but also a major factor that is increasing the cost of food and fuel. Rural counties' economies are often built on a foundation provided by agriculture and natural resources. In many rural counties, agriculture is the largest industry, generating nearly $113 million in economy output. Nationally, we have 3 million road miles and 450,000 bridges in our rural American counties. And these are the roads that we have to use to get our products and manufacturing goods back into town and to go into the global economy. Just in the past 30 years, there have been sustainable changes in the agricultural sector that have resulted in higher productivity, the use of larger and heavier machinery, and the consolidation of many activities. These changes have a large impact on our transportation infrastructure and create significant commercial traffic that we like to call our rural rush hour. Speaking during harvest is a high time, and then you talk about the weight and the frequencies of the trucks traveling our county roads increased dramatically. Our county's transportation infrastructure was not built to sustain this kind of volume. The roads built in the early teens and the 20s for the Model Ts don't work today. The roads and the bridges that were built in the 1950s for a 200-bushel truck doesn't work today. We now have tractor trailers that transport 1,000 bushels of wheat or corn or whatever it is. And the cattle, our transportation, our infrastructure, our bridges were not built for that. So we have to try to re-look at all of that. Unfortunately, road infrastructure has become increasingly inadequate and unable to accommodate the demands of these modernized industries and higher yields of production. According to the Federal Highway Administration, 40% of the county roads are inadequate for current travel, and nearly half of the 450,000 bridges in America are structurally deficient. Changes to the agriculture sector have increased the distance products have to travel in order to get from farm to market, which impacts our economy and our infrastructure. In addition to agriculture, fast-growing industries such as the oil and gas has put a lot of pressure on county transportation system due to the heavy trucks. For example, the energy boom that's going on in North Dakota right now, especially the heavy truck traffic, has a rise of 40% more traffic of heavy truck traffic in that state. A 2012 assessment of North Dakota counties and other local road needs projected that the average number of daily truck trips on the county roads in the four highest oil-producing counties would increase 98% between 2012 and 2025. These roads used to access oil drilling areas were not built for heavy truck traffic, which damages our existing infrastructure today, and it is a safety issue. Third, rural counties are combating rising costs of transportation projects. In addition to facing growing demands for transportation investment and numerous limits on local revenue sources, rural counties are encountering rising costs for transportation projects. Based on the American Road and Transportation Builders Association's Highway Construction Price Index, the cost of construction, materials, and labor for highway and bridge progress increased 44% when the general inflation in the last same time period was only 35%. So county roads and bridges, regardless of where they're going, are some of the most critical bridges for the movement of freight and for providing vital connection for our citizens. Unfortunately, the high cost of bridge repair and replacement projects makes it difficult for counties to finance these projects using local revenue only. Therefore, it makes it more difficult for rural counties to try to fund these projects. These challenges are especially problematic when you consider the demand for bridge movement. County bridges are more likely to be structurally deficient than federal, state, and municipal bridges, with 16% county-owned deficient, while 11% of your other bridges for the state are. My home county is Grant County, and I have the most bridges in the entire state of Oklahoma, and I have the fifth highest number of road miles in the entire state of Oklahoma. Yet my funding is 62nd out of 77 counties. With that in mind, transportation projects are carefully selected through a decision-making process with safety as a first priority, as it should be and it must be. All this indicates that it is more important than ever to encourage local officials in the transportation planning and investment process to strengthen the federal, state, local partnerships and find ways to empower county officials to engage in innovative local partnerships to promote healthy, vibrant, and safe counties across the United States. We need to be at the table. The counties need to be at the table with our state and federal partners, because as a county official, we know where the rubber meets the pavement, and we know our roads. So we need to be have a seat at the table. And if you'll look at it through the lens of the counties, I think we all have the same looking glass, and I think we all have the same common core that we want safer roads out there. Smart transportation planning plays a key role in ensuring local road safety. We've got to address our crashes, and a local road safety plan offers a foundation for consensus and focus. It defines key emphasis areas and strategies that impact local roads, and it provides a way to save lives in local communities. We also need to, in working as a partnership, one example I'd like to throw out there is the repurposing of the Oklahoma City crosstowns, which was an elevated four-mile stretch of three major interstates. It was I-35, I-40, and I-44. Now, this was an elevated across town, 4 miles. It had a lot of bridge beams in it, but it was deteriorating because of the high volume of traffic that was going across there. However, that we decided that we recognized that the state and the counties had the opportunity to exercise good governmental stewardship. So a conversation was initiated relating to the retasking of existing bridge beams from that deal, and they took down 1,000 of those beams. We had them all evaluated, and then we re-engineered them, and they all came back to counties at no cost to counties, and now we have replaced numerous deficient and structurally deficient bridges, and we've really made a big improvement on the safety in Oklahoma. Finally, I'll close by mentioning a creative federal partnership that NACO is pleased to be a part of. In 2015, Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox signed a resolution reflecting the need to improve safety on county-owned roads and affirming that the U.S. Department of Transportation will work with NACO to improve road safety in American communities. This resolution underscores the important role that local elected officials play in improving road safety in our communities. Under this partnership, NACO held workshops in collaboration with the Federal Highway Administration Office of Safety and the National Association of County Engineers to ensure county officials know what actions they can take to keep our roads safe. And we really appreciate that partnership. And with that, I thank you again for the opportunity to speak.